Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, you have done it. It's hump day. You're over halfway through the week. Put a smile on your face. We have so much to do tonight, and we're going to have fun. We'll talk about heavy stuff and light stuff and other stuff, but here's some stuff we're going to talk about on the Jesse Kelly Show. They lied about the jobs report because they lie about everything. We're going to discuss those lies, how they justify those lies. We're going to discuss the Obamas. They, of course, made their return last night at the DNC. Not that they ever went anywhere. We're going to play you a couple things from there because we have to discuss techniques they use, techniques that can be effective on you, on me, on normal people. We'll talk about that. Democrats trying to get young men back with Tim Walz. Apparently, illegals don't need any money down for a home in California. The pharmaceutical companies are working with the Chinese military. That why the street animals do what they do at the convention. And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer it to me. You just think about it for yourself. Do you consider yourself to be a people pleaser? A people pleaser. Are you somebody who seeks out? Look, I'm not insulting you. Look, women are more prone to this than men, but it can affect anyone. Are you someone who wants the approval of your neighbors? That's a very human thing to do. Again, I'm not insulting you. I'm not about to talk down to you. Are you somebody who wants, you know, you want your friend circle to think highly of you? That's a very common thing. I'd say that's probably the most common thing. Your family, you're a people pleaser. I'll give you an example in my own personal life. You know, I have this, I brought it up before. Now it's public. Now everyone knows about it, but Tucker Carlson is going to do this huge tour where he's going to different cities and he's got one guest, him and that guest speak on stage in front of a live audience in various places. And it's Donald Trump Jr. and Megyn Kelly and Kid Rock. And when he comes to the Houston area, I'm his guest. So we're going to get up. We're going to riff on politics. I should let you know, if you have any intention of going to that, you should probably hurry. Apparently, it's selling out really fast. TuckerCarlson.com is where you go, if they're even still available, and I don't know they are. Anyway, set that aside. So I'm going to go. It's September 18th. I won't be here the night of the 18th. I got to go do that. My wife and I were having this discussion as we speak right now. Who do we invite? Obviously, everyone's invited. We want all of our friends and family and neighbors who live around us. Hey, come on over. It's an hour from my house. It's in the area. Everyone wants to go. Okay. Who gets to go backstage? Obviously, I'm going to be backstage with Tucker. I think there's some VIP reception thing. I'll be backstage hanging out. That's one of those things that people love. People love to get the behind the curtain, the backstage thing. Everyone wants that. Don't you want it? Whenever you go to a concert, don't you want the invite? Hey, you want to meet the band? I do. It's a normal thing.
I'll be backstage. Who gets invited? Obviously, the wife will be there with me, but who else? Well, what about my sister? My dad's thinking about coming into town. Oh, okay, we should maybe them. But hey, I love our neighbors. Do we invite every neighbor back? We can't do every neighbor. It becomes a stress point depending on how much of a people pleaser you are. For me, because I tend to be more of a jerk, I admit that. This is going to come back to politics. Stay with me. Because I tend to be more of a jerk, and I admit that. For me, that's a very simple conversation with everybody. No, it'll be me and the wife backstage, and everyone else can go watch like everyone else. And there's not room for everybody. That's the way it's going to be. Everyone else is cut off. I'll wave to you in the crowd. And there you go. Welcome to come on out. It's a very easy conversation for me. For her, not so easy. More of a people pleaser. So I'm going to play something for you. Michelle Obama spoke last night. This isn't about Michelle Obama and the Obamas, which I will discuss here shortly. This is about you. This is about how they use your values against you. And they've done this very, very effectively for a long time. Again, not just the Obamas, the communists who have infiltrated this country and are gutting this country from the inside. They have done this oftentimes either with your approval or just human nature. They make it so you don't want to oppose them because you don't want to look bad. This was a very, very revealing moment from Michelle Obama last night.
No one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No one.
But that's not true. But to have that conversation, the conversation of who is, who isn't an American, who is an American, who should be an American, who shouldn't be an American, you start having that conversation, what happens is you start to exclude people. The second you start having standards for anything in your life, you start to exclude people. And nice people, people pleasers, don't want to exclude anyone from anything. So you talk to me when it comes to a Tucker Carlson event. It's my wife is coming backstage and no one else is. The rest of you, I'll see you in the crowd. You say that to her. It's, well, I mean, gosh, but I love our neighbors. I'm such good friends. But what if they think I'm being mean? My sister's got to, I don't understand. And that's not an indictment of her at all. It shows human emotion, human empathy. And more than anything, it shows how the communist uses your values against you. And they do this so masterfully if you're not aware of it. If you're not aware of it, and if you're not completely committed to fighting against it, this stuff works.
No one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No one.
But there are things that make you an American. And there are things that make you un-American. To be an American means oftentimes you were born here. We are a country of citizens. We're not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of citizens. If you were born here, you're an American citizen, and that's a good thing. It's an exclusive thing. Not everyone should be allowed to be an American citizen, but it's more than that. To be an American citizen comes with certain things. Our country is not Zimbabwe. It's not Mongolia. It's not China. It's not the UK. It's not Madagascar, the Philippines, or anywhere else on the planet. The United States of America is unique in the same way other countries and cultures are unique. This is a country founded on the belief that government itself, is dangerous. George Washington compared it to fire. Fire that must be tightly controlled. The idea of being an American, to be a true American, means you are inherently distrustful of government because you understand government is the enemy of freedom, and to be an American means freedom is what you value, and you understand government is the enemy of that freedom. This is the very meaning of anti-American.
The other side knows it's easier to play on people's fears and cynicism. Always has been. They will tell you that government is inherently corrupt. That
government is inherently corrupt. And if you believe otherwise, you're not an American. I question your loyalty to America. I question your love of freedom. If you don't distrust government at your core, you have lost what it means to be an American. The entire purpose of the founding of this country, of the American Revolution, of the Constitution itself, the entire purpose of it was we want man to be free. Government turns out to be the enemy of freedom. Here's a list of things the government is allowed to do. And other than that, they're banned from doing anything because this country is going to be a country of free people. Everyone is not supposed to be an American. Many people should not be Americans, but that involves a conversation of exclusion. So you're not an American, he's not an American, he shouldn't be an American. And people want to be nice. They want to be people pleasers. And poisonous communist snakes like the Obamas understand that all too well. And so they use those people-pleasing values of yours against you because no one wants to be exclusive, right? No one wants to be, what's that word they love? Discriminatory? No, you can't be an American. I'm totally comfortable with saying a lot of people, most people, can't be and shouldn't be Americans. American. To be an American is an awesome thing. I'm not done on this. We're going to keep talking about it. Before we do that, let's talk about this. Americans have a generous spirit. We always have. And I love that about this country. You look at charitable giving by nation. In general, this country just destroys every other country on the planet because we have a heart for others. IFCJ, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they have a heart for others. They understand we're blessed to live in a country where I don't need a bomb shelter yet. I don't need firefighting equipment because I might have to go fight a fire in my backyard. In Israel, they do right now. In Israel, they need these things to survive. They need armored ambulances there. I don't need them in my neighborhood. The IFCJ is the one providing these things. Well, I should say you and the IFCJ, you're the ones providing these things. They're asking for 500 listeners to give $150 because they're going to match those donations. They have a donor who's going to match them. Call if you got $150 in you. 888-488-IFCJ or go to supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can and should email the show. We're going to get to a bunch of those tonight. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, because Friday cometh, and that right soon. Let's get back to, again, the communist using your values against you. They, of course, speak in these terms because it keeps you either on their side or, in the very least, on the sidelines as they gut and destroy everything it means to be an American.
No one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No one.
And that's also why they love to say things like this. And things like this have been very, very, very effective at neutering Republicans in the past.
We can secure our borders without tearing kids away from their parents?
No, you can't. That's a lie. It's not humanly possible to have real border security if you're going to have the stance of every child who shows up with their parents gets to stay with their parents. Because most of the time they're lying about that anyway. It's a trafficked child. brought to the border by someone who's not their dad, not their mom, and they lie about that. Child separation at the border, separating people, processing people, getting people deported, figuring out who people are. That's a basic of immigration. Of course, you should separate children from whoever they show up with. That's a basic border thing. But boy, does that make the people pleasers feel so uneasy. And maybe you're one of them. Does it make you feel uneasy? Little Lupe shows up at the border with somebody she calls her dad. Are you comfortable with the Border Patrol agent? Are you comfortable with him saying, sorry, Lupe, your dad's got to go to a different facility. We got to figure out who he is, what he is. You have to go to a separate facility for children. Does that make you uncomfortable? If it makes you uncomfortable, fine. That's a very human nature thing to have. But you better understand that's another way they use your values against you. Remember the op they ran, the very, very effective op they ran against Donald Trump in his first term? You probably remember it. Looking back now, do you remember the Kids in Cages campaign? They've got kids in cages at the border. It's worse than the Holocaust. This is like the Holocaust. It's remember they said that these words they used all the time. And Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, AOC and others, they'd run down to the border and they'd do photo ops of them crying at the border. Save the kids in cages. Oh my gosh, Trump is separating kids from their parents. And do you remember? I think it was about 3 weeks of that, if I remember right, 3-4 weeks of that, Trump administration ended the child separation policy. Why? Because they use your values against
you. We can secure our borders without tearing kids away from their parents.
If you allow the communists to use your values against you, you will lose, you will fail. There's no other option. That's what they do. Because the communist himself has no values outside of the revolution, it gives him the freedom to use your values against you. If you allow him to do it, you've already lost. Have you ever once, let me ask you this, have you ever once defended yourself against the cries of racism? They love doing that. You must be a racist. You don't like the Obamas. You must be a racist. Have you ever said something in person, online? No, I'm not. My husband's black. No, my best friend's an Asian. No, I'm not. I can't be racist. Have you found yourself defending yourself? If you did, you just let them win. You allowed them to put you on the defensive. You allowed them to make you defend something you're not. And as soon as you're defending something you're not, you're not attacking their evil things. They do it on purpose. That's why they do what they do. It's a technique they learned. Don't allow the communists to use your values against you ever. Now, as far as their commitment to the revolution, there's a little bit of audio you haven't heard. You're going to find it interesting, and it's going to be very, very revealing when it comes to everything. The lies about the job numbers, the lies about immigration, the lies about everything. Before I get to this audio, let me do a couple emails here. Hey, Jesse. Thanks for the show. I heard your ad/recommendation for Chalk. I know it's a paid ad, but I have to ask. Have you used it or do you use it? Does it actually do what it claims to? I don't read for things that I don't use. And if I ever find out an advertiser is treating customers poorly, they get dropped immediately. In fact, I just recently found out about this in the past couple months, and boom, dropped immediately. Never welcome back on the show. As far as Chalk goes, cross my heart, hope to die. Lord, strike me down right now if I'm lying. This morning, I sat down. I ate 2 chorizo egg and cheese breakfast tacos with a bottle of orange juice and some blueberries and washed that down with my male vitality stack from Chalk. Does it work? Here's an email to pair with it. Hey, Jesse, about a year ago, after listening to your show for a while, my husband started taking the male vitality stack. I don't even think it took 90 days for him to feel the difference in his energy levels. So, of course, I started the female vitality stack. We're 52 and 49 and have more energy and clarity of thought than most people we know who are half our age. Our son is a Marine and will be starting his stack when he gets back from deployment. Also, I can't wait to see you on Tucker and with Tucker and Rosenberg September 18th. We will be there. Chuck Works. Go find out about it and give it 90 days. Go get a subscription. 90 days. If it doesn't, if you don't feel better, promise me you will cancel your subscription. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Natural herbal supplements. Go get some. Feel like $1 million. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. And I will come back to the Obamas. I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back to the Obamas. I know it's a little disjointed, but they're leading me into another thing. Because the big story of today is the lies. The jobs lies is really the biggest one. This is from Zero Hedge. U.S. jobs revised down by 818,000 in election year. Shocker, the second worst revision in U.S. history. What does that mean, revised down? Well, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, they put out jobs numbers. And they've overestimated the number of jobs created by 818,000. So let's skip past all the kid stuff. They lied. It's Biden's BLS, Biden's Bureau of Labor and Statistics. They lied. They lie about everything at all times. They love this lie.
American manufacturing is back. Where the hell to say we wouldn't lead the world in manufacturing? 800,000 new manufacturing jobs.
But then there's this.
You know, the range of how many jobs they would take away for a variety of reasons, maybe the largest is the birth-death model for businesses, was going to be somewhere between 350 and 1,000 and 1 million. It comes in at 818,000.
But it's not just that lie. Headline from The Pulse. Record 12.5 million illegal crossings confirmed by Biden-Harris government. The true number, likely far higher. Of course, it's far higher. It's 20 million. It's 30 million. It's crazy. Why, though? Why the huge lies? Why the accident? How can you tell? How can Chuck Schumer, with all the kill the Jews problems the Democrats have with their base, How could Chuck Schumer, how does he go to sleep at night getting up on stage and saying things like this?
As the highest ranking Jewish elected official in American history, I want my grandkids and all grandkids to never, never face discrimination because of who they are. But Donald Trump, this is a guy who peddles anti-Semitic stereotypes. He even invited a white supremacist to Mar-a-Lago. And unfortunately, his prejudice goes in all directions. He fuels Islamophobia and
Yeah, we got it. We got it. How can they tell? You know, look, they even, in some moments, they'll be honest about the lies. I'm going to play something for you. This is also at the convention. This is, they were having a meeting of the Congressional Black Caucus, which is just a bunch of black communists. That's all it is. Listen to what he says.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 70 days, we can go back there and crazy. Right?
We got 70 days to act right. After that, we can go back to acting crazy. Hey, just pretend that you're a normal person for 70 days. And after that, after we're done lying for 70 days, then we can go back to doing the things we want to do. So let me play this for you. It's a little snippet. Her name's Catherine Mayer. She is the CEO of NPR, which, of course, I know you've never listened to because you would fall asleep at the wheel and drive your car off the road and everyone would die. So don't listen to NPR for your own personal safety. But she's the CEO of NPR. This is so candid, and it is how these people justify the things they do in their mind.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
I'm sorry? What'd you just say? Just allow me to play it again. This is the CEO of allegedly a news organization.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
This whole truth thing, it's holding us back. How are we supposed to get a consensus? How are we supposed to get everyone thinking and saying and doing the same thing when we care about the truth? It's holding us back.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
How could they justify opening up the border? And then after you open up the border and you bring all these murderers and rapists into the country, how could you lie about the numbers at the border? How could you do that? Forget Republican, Democrat, as a human being. How, when you lay your head down at night and you have to take an account of yourself and your day and the things you've done, how could you justify that in your mind? Well, the only thing that matters is the revolution. If I'm a revolutionary and I'm trying to burn this evil America to the ground, I can't be held back by the truth. I certainly can't be honest about what I'm doing. If I'm honest about what I want to do, well, I just brought up the border. We'll make it about the border. If I'm honest about my plans, because my plans are to implement the Cloward-Piven strategy. You can go look it up. It's from the 60s. My plans are open up the borders of the country, flood the country with as many illegals as you can. One, this will provide you votes. You know that. Two, it will overwhelm the healthcare system, the school system, really the systems themselves, and it will break the back of even a $20 trillion economy. No country of any size or strength can withstand illegal immigration on this level. So I'm flooding the country with barbarians from all over the world because I'm trying to bring about the end of America's system. But I can't tell you that. I have to lie. I have to lie about what I'm doing. I have to lie about why I'm doing it. But I still have some semblance of a conscience. How can I lie like that to so many people and justify what I'm doing?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
If you're on the Titanic and they're running out of lifeboats, and you have your child, forget, you have somebody, the person you love the most with you, husband, wife, child, whoever it may be. You have your child with you. And you find out they're only allowing people with O negative blood type on the lifeboats. But your child doesn't have O negative blood. When they stop you and you say, can I please just get my kid on there? I don't care if I get on. Can I get my kid on there? And they say, well, what kind of blood does he have? Are you going to say O negative, even if it's not true? Of course you are. I will too. I'm pointing fingers at me. Why would you say that? That's a lie. You just lied. You're not supposed to lie. You know that. I know that. That's wrong. And you just lied. Why did you say it? You said it because for you in that moment, there is a higher, more important cause than that little white lie you told. So you just justified it. I just justified it in my mind because I have bigger fish to fry. That means getting my kid on the lifeboat. Why does the communist lie without end? For the same reason he kills without end, commits acts of violence without end, because he has convinced himself in his sick demonic mind that he has a higher calling, something more important than the truth, than peace, than justice, because the only thing that matters is the revolution. That's why. Keep that in mind. We'll do some more on that in a bit. I want to get back to the Obamas in a few, too. I want to do some emails first, though. So someone wants to know, all these street animals, why are they so mad? Why are they in Chicago mad? It's their party in charge. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget, you can email the show, and you should. We love your emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, the truth. Yeah, it's okay, but it just holds us back.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
That's NPR's CEO. And of course, Chris pointed out that they're funded by us too, the taxpayer. Chris, what are you talking about? That's so stupid. NPR can't be funded by the taxpayer. The GOP has told me repeatedly they're going to defund NPR. What, Chris? No, I remember. Everybody who runs for Congress, everyone who runs for Senate, everyone who runs for president, everyone, or honestly, for the last 20 years of my life, they've assured me that they're going to defund NPR. So, Chris, would you look that up and make sure that NPR is still being funded by taxpayer dollars? That just doesn't sound right. The GOP told me they'd stand strong. I just can't be. Let's get to some emails. Hey, I said I'd be back. Apparently this lady left. Anyway, she said, I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and I'm doubting all I know because I can't answer this question. Why are the protesters at the DNC? I understand they want the commies to hear their demands, but why weren't they at the RNC? The RNC seemed to be unified with Israel. Shouldn't they have tried to be heard by this group since there are no allies there? Please school me, oh great one, with your 20 or so credit hours of community college knowledge. I'm glad I took a break, but I missed Jewish producer Chris and the Frito Bandito. Her name is Jen. Okay. Why weren't there huge violent protests at the RNC the way there have been at the DNC? And it's like this every single time. Why are these people, no matter their cause, whether it's abortion or the fake climate change stuff or Hamas, why are they hounding Democrats so hard right now at their convention and they didn't hound Republicans at theirs? Okay, that's a very fair question. So let's do it this way. You know, my wife is much more of a healthy person than I am. I'm trying to be healthier. I really am. And I'm being better. I don't just say that. I'm being better. But look, you tell me that I'm in charge for with breakfast for the kids. I'll tell you right now, I might make them bacon and eggs. That certainly might be a thing. I might get McDonald's. Maybe some hotcakes with sausage burritos. We might get McDonald's without hesitation. I'm a McDonald's breakfast guy. You put my wife in charge of breakfast for the kids. It's going to be oatmeal. It's going to be everything healthy. Okay, so she's the healthy one. I'm not. My sons, they get together and they decide they want ice cream for dinner. They don't even want to eat any protein, nothing, no nutrition whatsoever. They want to have, just for one night, they want to have ice cream for dinner. Let me ask you, which parent are they going to approach with that request? Me? Why me? Well, they already know they're not going to get very far if they try to make that pitch to the wife. But if it's me, I mean, no, I've never allowed them to have ice cream for dinner. That's way too far. But I have gotten them McDonald's for breakfast before more than one time. I have, you know, hey, maybe we should get some Sour Patch Kids at the gas station for later. My wife doesn't do that. I do that. I am much more pliable. I am going to be the soft target for the ice cream for dinner mission. The Soviet Union, this goes back decades and decades and decades. If you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, you would understand this already. But this goes back decades and decades. International communists, when they were trying to bring America to its knees, They really were probing this country in so many different ways, trying to figure out how to get a toehold. How do you get a toehold on a country that values freedom when you're a scumbag communist? How do you get in here? And so they tried this and they tried that. What about the unions, the teachers' unions, the labor unions? What about this movement or that movement or that movement? But the truth is they found an easy, welcome, pliable parent when they found America's Democrat Party. That doesn't mean every Democrat has always been a communist. Today they are. Either they're full-blown communists or at least they're allowing themselves to be used by them. But that was not always the case. So they weren't always communists, but they were always, really the basic of the party was, America does kind of suck, right? Workers are oppressed here, right? Maybe not Soviet Union oppressed, but we're oppressed. It wasn't that the American Democrat in the 50s and 60s was a communist, but he's a lot closer to that than an American Republican would have been. And so they spent decades infiltrating the Democrat Party. Now, I just brought up Anita Dunn the other day. She's been a Democrat power broker throughout Democrat administrations. This is a human being with huge control in this country. She's a Maoist. I'm not just saying that for the radio. I could play you audio right now. She's on the record. She loves Mao. Big fan. Huge Mao. She's a Maoist. The international communist found a welcome home with America's Democrat Party. And so if you're some street animal with a cause, remember, most of the street animals are true believers, and you have a cause and you believe in it and you want to destroy this or destroy that. Well, you can get a lot further pushing around Democrats than you can Republicans. That's why they focus so much on the DNC. That's why there's 100,000 of them at the DNC and there were 1,000 at the RNC. Your money goes a whole lot further trying to push a Democrat into full-blown communism because he's already halfway there. Which brings me to how much communism you support in your life and I support in my life. With our money, of course. We look at the street animal groups and we're mortified. Well, you know they're funded. These aren't just a bunch of jobless hippie freaks who show up and break things. They get paid. They have bail funds through a gigantic web of shell corporations and open corporations. Go look up your cell phone provider and look at their donations, the causes they give money to. There's a chance you fund communist street activism. Did you know that? If you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you sure do. With Pure Talk, you don't. And you never have to stress that. You'll pay less. Same 5G network. And they love your country. They love our country. They promote our values. Owned. CEO is a veteran. American customer service. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you an extra 50% off. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. 2 hours left. More on this, actually. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.